Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and today I'm doing a podcast on AVG antivirus. So come check it out. Okay, this is Darren Duff, and it's good to be back with you guys again. I'm sorry to say that I do have a little bit of a cold, and I apologize for this, but I'm actually getting over it, so that's a good thing. I'm going to try and do a podcast today on AVG. I'll be using JAWS 7.1 for this demonstration, and the paid version of AVG, I believe it's also 7.1. I'll double check that when we get into the window. First of all, let me switch synthesizers. We'll switch to my Eloquence right now. I'm using my speech on my DeckTalk Express. My Access 32 is also, the rate is a little fast. I could change it, but we'll just choose my Eloquence since it's a little bit slower. So, and I can slow it down as I need to. I'm going to take this earpiece off my ear so that I can wear my headphones more comfortably. And we're going to have a look at AVG. Using JAWS for Windows. I'm going to minimize all my windows here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, window, 16.
And I'm going to slow this eloquent speech down just a little bit more.
JAWS 7.10, arrow, app start, menu,
so
O.
Bear with me while I do that.
Enter, new menus, global voice, raise 100 to left, right, slider, 56%, alt plus R.
We'll slow it down
46%.
Just a little bit more. That ought to be good.
Desktop, folder view, list view.
Okay, now I have an icon for AVG on my desktop, so I'm going to hit A until I get to AVG, and we're just going to take a look at some of these menus real quick. This is not going to be an in-depth podcast. I'm just going to show you how the menus work with JAWS, and actually, we'll just see what we get into here.
Alchemy Mouse Demo.x, Adware SE Personal, Alien Outback, AVG 7.1.
There's AVG, and I was right at a 7.1. Pressing enter on this brings up the AVG main window.
AVG 7.1 Professional Test Center Basic Interface, arrow.
Now, there are two interfaces that you can have with AVG. There's a basic interface, and then there's the advanced interface. I find that the basic interface, and by the way, this is relevant to the free version as well. I'll point out if something is different in the free version than in the paid version, which is what I have. And I'll tell you why I have the paid version versus the free version. Anyway, the basic interface is what you'll want, at least it's what I use. It has all the buttons. You can tab right through the dialog. It's just a dialog box. It doesn't, well, maybe it's not a dialog box. I don't think JAWS classes it as a dialog box. However, it handles like a dialog, okay? And there are menus and different things. So the basic interface is what you'll want. I can't remember if it defaults to that interface or not. There is a way to switch to advanced and basic. But anyway, we land in the... Pressing enter on the icon, we land in the main window here, and we're on the
AVG 7.1 Professional Test Center Basic Interface.
We're just in the window here. When I do a recurrent line with JAWS, that's what I get. So I'm just going to tab.
Tab, switch to advanced button.
Now there's a switch to advanced button. If you hit enter on this, I think you have to go into options to switch it back. I don't know. I'll go ahead and hit space on this, and we'll see if we can't, I don't know if I want to do that. I'll do it real quick. We'll
space.
See what happens.
For a list of Gold Wave commands, press JAWS key plus H. AVG 7.
No, it took me back to my Gold Wave.
Title is AVG 7.1 Professional Test Center Advanced Interface.
Okay, now we're in the Advanced Interface.
Test Manager closed 1 of 9.
No, it's a little different. It's like a tree view in the Advanced Interface.
Tab.
And when you tab,
ship, tab,
you don't get anything. So I'm going to hit the menu bar.
Menu bar, Program B.
And we go into Program. Let me see if I can figure out how to switch this thing back to basic.
System space information I service S.
Because that's
results R,
actually
S-T.
What I want.
Program B. Menu, program menu, switch to basic interface S.
Ah, switch to basic interface is the first choice. I'm going to hit enter on that.
Leaving menus for a list of goals.
Sort of winging it when I did that. I didn't know I was going to get switched back, which is why I didn't want to do it, but it's pretty easy.
Title is AVG 7.1 Professional.
So you just go to the menu bar and switch it out. Let's go ahead and tap through this basic interface.
Tab, switch to advanced button.
There's switch to advanced button. That is, in fact, the advanced interfaces we just saw. I hit space on that, and it switched interfaces.
Tab, control center button.
Control center. This brings up your AVG control center, where you can change various options on how you want things to be scanned, and I believe.
Tab, virus vault button.
Virus vault. This is where AVG quarantines any viruses that it finds until you decide what you want to do with them. whether you want to send them to AVG's, send it to their lab for analysis, which I guess obviously if it detected it, there's no point in really doing that because it already knows what it is, unless they can glean more information from it. I apologize for the cold, guys. Continuing to tab through this.
Tab, test results button, test results button.
Test results will show you the...
presence, the Thursday.
Sorry, well, show you the results of previous scans that you've ran on your computer.
Tab, about AVG button, about AVG button.
About AVG just brings up the about box, shows who it was made by and all that fun stuff.
Tab, check for updates button.
Check for updates is pretty self-explanatory. You hit space on this and it automatically goes out and checks for any updates. This is one thing where I believe that the free version is different than the paid version. The paid version does not... excuse me, the free version does not automatically go out and check for updates, but the paid version does. And someone please correct me on this if I'm wrong. The paid version will let you automatically schedule days and times to scan your computer. The free version, I don't believe, gives you that functionality. So there are a few differences like that. The paid version gives you 2 years of free subscription to AVG's updating your, you know, subscription. AVG is a lot less power hungry on your CPU as well. Anyway, I'm just kind of interjecting and throwing those comments in there.
Check for updates button.
Let's go and tab again.
Tab, exit button.
And the exit button obviously takes away the window. Takes you back to your desktop or whatever was in focus before you came into AVG. Of course, you can always use Alt-F4 to do that.
Tab, scan computer button.
There's your scan computer, and this will scan your computer based on what settings, what parameters you specified within the dialog preferences, which we're going to have a look at here in a second.
Tab, scan selected areas button, scan selected areas button.
Scan selected areas where you can specify kind of like a custom scan. Instead of scanning your whole system, it will scan whatever files you specified for it to scan, whatever areas you've specified it to scan.
Tab, check for updates button, check for updates button.
And is that, we're back to the check for updates button?
Tab, switch to advanced button.
That's interesting. It looks like we have two check for update buttons here. Let me just look at this.
Tab, control center, tab, virus vault button, tab, test results button, tab, about AVG button, tab, check for updates button, check for updates button.
There's one.
Tab, exit button, exit button, tab, scan computer button, tab, scan selected areas button, tab, check for updates button.
That's interesting. We have two check for update, two check for update buttons.
Tab, switch to advanced button.
And by the way, I'm using no special scripts. That I'm aware of with JAWS here. Let's just check.
Default settings are loaded. The application currently being used is avg.wp.dat.
Okay, so we're not using any JAWS scripts for AVG. There are no scripts required now. So that's what you get if you just tab through the basic interface. I'm going to hit the menu bar now.
Menu bar, program B.
Program's the first choice on the menu bar. We're just going to hit that right arrow and have a look at what's on our menu bar here. We have program.
Test T.
Tests.
Results R.
Results.
Service S. Information I. System space.
And your standard system menu. We'll go through each one of these menus real quick.
Program B.
Let's look at program. Down arrow.
Menu, program menu, switch to advanced interface S.
That obviously switches you to that tree view interface. I haven't played around with this interface. I find that the basic interface suits my needs, so I don't think there's anything in there that we're missing. So we'll skip past that.
Launch AVG Control Center L.
This launches the Control Center. I'm going to show you this in a little bit. Actually, I'll go ahead and show it to you now. We'll hit enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, AVG 7.1 Professional Control Center, AVG Resident Shield.
Okay, this is where the AVG Resident Shield resides. This is where you can control what files are scanned in real time. In other words, when you open a file, hit scan to see if it has any viruses, which causes... causes the file, takes a little bit more time to open the file, just a little bit, because AVG has to scan it, but it, I find it's good to have this option turned on.
Tab, properties button.
And if you tab through here, you get a properties button.
Space. AVG Control Center, AVG Resident Shield dialog, properties page, turn on AVG Resident Shield protection checkbox checked.
And you can check or uncheck that, whether or not you want the shield to be turned on. I would recommend leaving it turned on, because, you know, if you do run a file and it happens to have a virus, AVG can stop it and then, you know, tell you what to do to take care of it.
Tab, scan infectable files, list of files to be scanned, and advanced settings are available in the advanced settings dialog. Radio button checked.
So you can control all that. You got a couple radio buttons here, which allows you to specify how you want AVG to handle that.
Tab, advanced settings, dot, dot, dot button.
Got some advanced settings here. We won't get into those right now.
Tab, additional options, scan floppy drives, checkbox checked, alt plus F.
I don't have any floppy drives on this system, so I'm going to uncheck this.
Scan floppy drives, checkbox checked. Space not checked.
So I'm going to uncheck that.
Tab, additional options, use heuristic analysis, checkbox checked, alt plus H. Additional options, use heuristic analysis, checkbox checked.
I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I leave it checked. It sounds fancy, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Tab, additional options on close scanning, checkbox not checked, alt plus C. Additional options on close scanning, checkbox not
on close scanning. I'm not sure what that is either, but it is checked.
On close scanning, checkbox not checked.
Oh, it's not checked. So I think it's when you shut down your computer, it'll scan for viruses.
Tab, additional options, scan potentially unwanted programs, checkbox not checked, alt plus U. Additional options, scan potentially unwanted programs, checkbox not checked.
You know, I'm going to check this. I'm surprised I didn't have this checked.
Space checked.
So I'm going to check that.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button.
Because some spyware I found that AVG will actually pick up on.
Tab, apply button, alt plus A.
Because I made some changes here in this dialog, there's an apply button.
Tab, help button, shift tab, apply button,
so
alt plus A.
Space on that.
Shift tab, properties tab, properties, shift tab, help button. Shift tab, cancel, shift tab, okay
and
button,
we'll,
okay button.
We'll press okay.
Space. Properties button.
And we're back on the properties button.
Tab, AVG resident shield.
And we're back to the resident shield, so there's
tab, properties button.
Properties
tab,
and
test
resident
center button, test, center,
test
button.
Center. And you just get different options.
Tab, AVG help button. Tab, check for updates button.
Actually, the control center just gives you
escape, AVG 7.1
a few more options. So let's go back into back to the menu bar.
Menu bar, program,
pressing Alt and going down.
Menu, program, menu, switch to advanced interface.
We looked at that.
Launch AVG control center, L.
We just looked at that.
Launch AVG virus vault, A.
Launch AVG virus vault. Now, what does the virus vault look like? Let's push center on this.
Enter, leaving menus, AVG 7.1 professional test center basic interface.
I think you have to
AVG
do
AVG 7.1 professional virus vault.
I think you do have to use your JAWS cursor. I think that my virus vault is empty Land. Because I don't have any viruses.
But tab, preview, files by date open, zero items.
Okay, I see how this works. So we have a tree view here.
Tab.
And a Nicholas list signed in. And a list view.
Tab, preview, files by date open, zero
so
items.
So you can navigate that just like you would a tree view. And I think if you use your JAWS cursor, by the way, I'm running AVG on a laptop. A Dell Inspiron 1100, it's an old laptop, and it has 640 megs of RAM. And it runs well. I get no sluggish behavior. Maybe when it's doing a virus scan, I get a little bit degrade in performance. But it's really not anything to, worry about. If AVG is going to run a scan, I'm usually just going to let it do its thing anyway and not be on the keyboard. But I've worked with it when it's running a scan. And anyway, I'll show you some things about that in a minute.
Root JAWS to PC.
Let's turn on the JAWS cursor here.
Program menu bar, view menu bar, action, files by date.
Got the menu bar there, files by date.
Files by virus name, unknown. The virus vault is empty.
So you can navigate that using your JAWS cursor if you want a little bit more
PC cursor
feedback on what's going on. I'm going to press escape.
Escape.
Actually, I'm going to control F4. That get me out of that window?
Alt tab, AVG 7.1 Professional Test Center Basic Interface.
Okay, so
title is AVG 7.1 Professional Test Center Basic Interface.
So what we want
to
do...
Switch to advanced button.
No, I don't want to switch to advanced.
Menu bar,
I'm going to go back into programs.
Menu, launch AVG Virus Vault, A.
Virus Vault, we just looked at.
Export list of file control plus S unavailable, F.
Export list of file control. I'm not sure what this is, other than if it makes a list of... I'm not sure what that does.
Launch export list of file control plus S unavailable F.
So we'll worry about that.
Print control plus P unavailable E.
You can obviously print what you have.
Exit alt plus F4 E.
And the exit.
Switch to advanced interface.
And that's a program menu.
Escape menu bar.
Pressing escape will go over.
Test E.
To the right, and we get tests. What's under this menu?
Menu, test menu, scan system areas F3 C.
Now, AVG has hotkeys, right. AVG has hotkeys built into it. F3 will scan your selected areas, so you can just press F3 to do that.
Scan selected areas F5, S.
Scan selected areas is F5.
Scan computer complete test F4, A.
Scan computer complete test, which is what you'd want to use if you did a daily scan, or if you want to do a manual scan, you could hit F4.
Scan user defined path user test 2.
U, that doesn't have a hotkey. The access key in the menu here is U, but it doesn't have a function key assigned to it.
System areas test settings, control plus F3, E.
Control plus F3. It's nice that what they did was the selected area test, you can press F3, and if you want to change settings for that test, you press control F3. Same thing with F4 and F5 and F6. Control added to those function keys allows you to change those preferences for those particular items. It's neat that they set it up that way.
Selected areas test settings control plus F5, T. Complete test settings control plus F4, N. User test settings, I.
And we have user test settings, which is...
Schedule daily test, D.
Schedule daily test, that's in the menu here, it's D. I have mine turned off, because AVG will scan every day at a lot of time. I like to do manual scans, so I just have mine turned off.
Scan system areas F3, C.
Scan system areas F3. Excuse me.
Scan selected areas F5, S. Scan computer complete test F4, A.
Okay, so we already went through all this. So that's
escape,
the
menu, R.
Tests.
Results, R.
Or, I'm sorry.
Test, E.
Test menu. Next we have
results, R.
Results going over to the right. Let's arrow down.
Menu, results, menu. Test results, F6, T.
Your test results is F6, and that puts you in a list view of all your tests, and you can arrow down the different dates and hit enter on the one you want to see, and then you'd have to use your JAWS cursor to navigate that log.
Complete test August 24th, 2006, 12 o'clock, 0 2 p.m. check, C.
Now, believe it or not, that's the last time I scanned my system. That's actually kind of sad. I do need to run a scan. I'll probably do that tonight. I like to do it at night when I'm not on my system.
Complete test August 25th, 2006, 12 o'clock, 0 2 p.m. check.
So this just shows recent
complete test August.
Tests.
Complete test, complete test August.
That we have in here, and that's all we have in this menu.
Escape menu bar result.
Okay, so let's go over.
Service S.
There's the service menu. Let's see what we have in here.
Menu, service menu, program settings F8, P.
Program settings F8. We'll go through and look at some of those in a little bit.
Rescue disk control plus F8, R.
This is if you want to create a rescue disk in case your boot files get corrupted. I suppose that's what that's for. System files get corrupted.
Check for updates F9, C.
Check for updates F9. We'll actually go through that in a little bit. I like how quick AVG's system just says, goes out there and says, hey, I'm checking for updates. You know, about 30 seconds later, it says, hey, you know, there are updates, and it automatically downloads them, and it's a lot more user-friendly than Norton, I find.
Rescue, check for updates F9.
So anyway.
Schedule daily update control plus F9. S.
Schedule daily update. So you can schedule an update, but I find that I just let it, when it finds an update, I just let it go out and say, hey, you know, it prompts me, your AVG virus is being updated, and then it goes out and does it. I don't think this option,
schedule daily update,
I don't think that option is available in the free version. So if someone that knows more than me, if they know that it is, please correct me on that via email or something. Let me know, because I could very well be wrong on that. I don't think I am, but anyway.
Event history log control plus H.
Event history log, which shows you everything that AVG does. And what was the hotkey on that?
Event history log control plus H.
Control plus H, okay.
Potentially unwanted programs exceptions.
Potentially unwanted programs. You can tell AVG what programs, you know, you don't want to look for, like your AdAware or something like that, so it doesn't list them as unwanted programs.
Language selection control plus LL.
Language selection. English is fine for me. It's all I speak.
Program settings F8, P.
And program settings.
Rescue disk control plus F8.
We talked about that. Yes, we did.
Escape menu bar.
So let's keep going over.
Information, I.
Information's our next menu. Pardon me. Let's go down.
Menu, information menu, about AVG, alt plus shift plus F10, A.
About AVG. That's a quick way of bringing up the about box.
Contacts, alt plus F10, C.
Contacts?
Contacts, alt plus F10.
I'm not sure what that does, guys. Okay, we'll have to look at that.
Virus Encyclopedia Online, V.
Virus Encyclopedia. Then you can go through and read more information about a particular virus, and they do keep that thing pretty much up to date. I've looked at it when I was kind of bored, when I actually went on and looked at that.
Technical support by email control plus BT.
Technical support.
Register online, R.
Register online, which of course you do when you have the paid version.
Activate AVG, A.
Activate AVG.
IAVG online unavailable, B.
And it gives you, because I've already bought it, so that's unavailable.
Help topics, H.
And help topics.
AVG help, A.
And AVG help.
FAQ online, F.
And FAQ online. Lots of fun stuff here.
About AVG alt plus shift plus F10.
And we're back to about AVG.
Escape menu bar.
And of course, we go over to the right again.
System space.
And we get the standard system menu with
menu, system menu, restore unavailable.
Restore
move,
and
size,
move
S.
And size, minimize, maximize, all that. So that is a rough
escape, leaving menu bar.
Overview of what AVG looks like. Let's go in and look at, let's do F8 and have a look at some of these program settings that you can change here.
F9.
Whoops. I hit F9, it's going to go out and look for
AVG
updates.
AVG 7.1 update dialog. AVG update file download. You are now downloading the latest AVG update file. When the download is complete, your AVG antivirus will be updated automatically. Cancel button. Alt plus C. AVG update dialog. Okay, 30 sec button.
Okay, so what it's done is it's brought up a dialog here that JAWS will not read automatically. However, if I do an insert B.
AVG update dialog. Okay, 16 sec button. No new update files are available at the moment. Please check for AVG updates again later.
It reads this dialog and we're on an okay button.
Okay button.
So I can hit space.
Space. AVG 7.
And that will go away and take us back to the AVG main window. Now, if you didn't hit space, you heard it say, okay, 30 sec button. That means in 30 seconds, that dialogue would just automatically disappear. So if you're not around, no big deal. It just disappears. And I hit F9 when I meant to hit F8. So we'll go ahead and hit F8 now.
F8. Program settings dialog. Test results maintenance. Delete test results after edit spin box 30 arrow.
So this, you can have your test results saved for, I've been set for 30 days. I hardly ever come in here and look at them.
Tab, test results maintenance store last, edit spin box 1000. Test results maintenance store last, edit spin box 1000.
1000 test results.
Tab, test results displayed in results menu show last, edit spin box 20. Test results displayed in results menu show last.
For some reason, my right control key doesn't want to stop speech, but my left one will.
Tab, test results displayed in results menu ascending rate.
So these are just different options.
Tab, display a notification balloon when component status changes, checkbox checked.
That you can change about AVG's preferences.
Tab, program tab.
We have different tabs here. That was the program tab.
Keyboard tab, program.
Here's a keyboard tab where you can assign different hotkeys.
Tab, help, button, alt plus question.
I think.
Tab, okay button, tab, cancel button, tab, list box, program, 1-43.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into this, but you can explore this at your own leisure.
Tab, export key definitions button, alt plus X.
Ah, so you can export key definitions, how nice.
Tab, import key definitions button, alt plus M, import
and
key
import.
Definitions button, alt plus M.
What would export be if you couldn't import, right?
Tab, keyboard tab.
So we'll just leave that tab alone. You can do all kinds of fun things with that.
Customize tab.
Customize tab. What do we have here?
Tab, help, button, alt plus, tab, default button, alt plus D. Tab, okay button, okay button.
Sometimes you have to tab through these dialogues.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, combo box, AVG test center, 1 of 2.
I'll say it's a combo box.
AVG control center.
So you can set, AVG you can make center. Custom changes in there.
Tab, list view, about program, 1 of, tab, add button, alt plus A, add button, alt plus A.
I find it's fine the way it's set up.
Tab, remove button, alt plus A, tab, move up button, alt, tab, move down button, tab, switch to advanced, tab, read only, edit, launch it, tab, customize tab, customize
so,
tab.
So, I'm just going to look at some of these tabs here. I'm not going to mess with these. We have the program tab.
Program tab, keyboard tab, customize tab.
Keyboard tab,
program,
tab.
Customize tab.
Customize tab. And that's it. So, those three tabs.
Enter.
So,
escape, horizontal size.
It's pretty much what I wanted to show about AVG. You can change more settings for each one of those, you know, like F3 runs your user settings.
Title is AVG.
You can go on and change those if you wish to change those and make goal. Them however you want to make them set. But it, as you can see, it works well with JAWS. The menus all work well. Everything works great, and there's no problem with it whatsoever. The installation is a straightforward Windows installation. It's really easy to do. I had no troubles with it. If you do buy the paid version, you get the key via email, and you can change the key via email. Change the key. Put
so
in your key via email, and it's no big deal. You just, how'd I get to? Oh, my express. Okay. So you can put in your registration key via email. It's really easy to do. It just comes up with the dialogue and says, hey, you need to reinstall this. But that's pretty much all I have for AVG. If you want to contact me, you can do so with email. Is duff379@gmail.com. Actually, let me go ahead and start my theme music here, just because something cool to do, and we'll bring down the volume there. If you want to contact me via email, you can do that with duff379@gmail.com. If you want a phone, then send me an email and you'll have my phone information, which is at the bottom of my signature. And if you want to MSN me, you want to add me to your MSN, please feel free to do so with Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, 379@hotmail.com. If you want to add me to Skype, you can do so. I'm not on Skype that much nowadays. But if you want to add me, you can do so with Duffman. That's D-U-F-F-M-A-N. 312-79. And that is my Skype info. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Any comments, criticisms, please send them along. We'll see you guys next time.